Christian life.
今天的题目是我们必须在基督徒生活中成长的更深。
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, referring to enemies. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6.
在生命记三十一章第六节，你们当将强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要惧怕畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神必与你同去，他必撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Theme number one, we need to grow in our faith.
第一个题目就是我们要在信，我们要增长我们的信心。
Theme number two, we need to grow like Jesus.
第二个主题就是我们要更像主耶稣。
What is the main thing that you are afraid of?
你最怕的是什么呢？
Not having enough money or not enough food to feed the family?
是没有钱或者是没有足够的食物供应你的家人吗？
Afraid of failure for the young ones not passing their exams in school?
害怕失败，好像年轻人是不是可能是考试不及格。
Today, everyone in the world is afraid about the coronavirus.
今天我们世界每个各地的人都在惧怕那个新冠肺炎的病毒。
And fear being affected as we hear the rapid spreading of this virus in the world.
我们听到那个病毒在世界各地迅速扩散，我们都怕被这感染了。
And when the world's markets are being affected, it makes us more afraid.And we fear of death.
甚至各地的股票市场也被影响了，我们一起害怕，我们也是惧怕死亡。
God knows that we humans are fearful beings.
神知道我们世人是很小胆的。
In small and big things.
对大小的事情都会害怕。
No wonder why God's command, do not be afraid, has the highest number of all commands in the Bible.
难怪神的命令不要害怕在圣经当中出现次数最多的命令。
This command, do not be afraid, is written 365 times in the Bible.
不要害怕这个命令在圣经中一共出现了365次。
It's a command that runs through the whole Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
这个命令从旧约到新约都有。
365 days a year, 365 commands. So one command a day to keep us focused on God when we are afraid.
一年365天也是有356次的命令。每天一次命令，让我们感到惧怕的时候，让我们可以注目在神的身上。
The Israelites were God's people. They saw the power of God's miracle when Moses delivered them from the bondage in Egypt.
以色列人是神的子民，他们在离开埃及的时候，亲眼看到神的神迹和能力。
God opened up the Red Sea and they walked through it.
神把红海分开，让他们走过。
The Israelites questioned and complained to God many times.
以色列人也多次怀疑埋怨神。
But God fed them with manna and meat that dropped down from heaven.
但是神还是用玛拿和鹌鹑喂养他们。
But their faith were like the waves of the sea. One minute it go up, and one minute will go down.
但是他们信心好像海浪一样起伏不定，时高时低。
After 2 years of their journey, the Israelites were standing at the gate of the Promised Land.
经过两年的旅程，以色列人现在站在应许之地的门口了。
God took them all the way to the gate of the Promised Land.But they refused to enter because they were afraid of the big giants.
神带领他们一起走到应许基地的门口，他们 但是他们却拒绝进去，因为他们怕当地的巨人。
And God was so angry at them and said to Moses to send them back to the wilderness until this fearful first generation of Israelites died.
神向他们发怒，就叫摩西把他们带回去旷野当中，直到第一代害怕的以色列人都死掉了。
40 years in the wilderness, they suffered and died because they did not believe.
他们在旷野40年受苦而且死去了，因为他们不相信。
They did not believe that their God could protect them from the big giants in the land.
因为他们不相信神有这个能力可以从当中的巨人当中保护他们。
They didn't have any faith in what God was doing for them.
他们对神没有信心，虽然神在他身上做过很多的事情。
So theme one, we need to grow in our faith. Turn to someone and say, give out a loud call, grow in faith.
第一个主题就是在信上，在信信心在上成长。
Deuteronomy 31, I am using for my message today, will encourage us all to grow in our faith this year.
今天的信息就是要在从生命记31章出来的，是鼓励大家今年在信心上要成长。
Be strong and courageous, do not be afraid or terrified, because.The Lord your God goes before you. He will never leave you or forsake you.
你们当强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神必与你同在，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
The book of Deuteronomy tells the story of the Israelites ready to enter the promised land for the second time.
生命记的故事是写到以色列人第二次准备进入迦南地了。
This is the second time to enter the land, and Moses warned them to obey.
这次是第二次，他们要进入那个应许之地，摩西要警告他们要顺服。
Deuteronomy was the renewal of their covenant to God. Deuteronomy means a second law.
生命记要是要重新他们对神的约，生命记的意思就是第二次的约。
The Israelites were given a second chance to enter the land when all the unfaithful first generation passed away.
当第一代不相信的人都死去之后，以色列人有第二次的机会进入应许之地。
God said to Moses to prepare this new generation.These were the children of the first generation born in the wilderness, now given a chance to enter the promised land.
神叫摩西去预备这一新一代的人，他们都是第一代人在旷野所生的儿女，他们现在有机会进入应许之地了。
So Moses' final word in this book was to warn, this new generation need to grow in their faith.Otherwise, they would fail again.
摩西在这一本书的结语告诫他们他们的信心要成长，否则他们会再次失败。
Moses encouraged the second generation in their faith, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you, he will never leave you nor forsake you.
摩西鼓励第二代人的人的信心，他说，你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神必与你同去，他不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Faith is confidence in God that leads obedience in God.
信心就是相信神，这样就会顺服神。
People with faith do things for God, and God does things for them.
有信心的人会为神工作，神也会为他做工。
We too have this problem today, especially when we are faced with difficulties.
我们同样有同样的问题，尤其是当我们面对困难的时候。
You know why the first generation of Israelites were afraid?
你知道为什么第一代的以色列人会害怕吗?
Because they were listening to the negative reports from the 10 spies about the huge giants were living in the land. And when they saw the giants, they were frightened and wanted to go back to Egypt.
因为他们听到那个10个探子带回来的负面的报告, 提到当地住了高大的巨人, 他们一听到巨人就害怕, 想要回去埃及地去。
The power of negative words made them afraid. Be careful of who you listen to. If you listen to a fearful person, it could easily make you afraid and make your faith fail.
不利的消息会令他们害怕, 所以你要小心听什么人的说话。 如果你听一个害怕的人说话的话, 也很容易会令你害怕, 没有信心。
Faith is the opposite of the word fear.
信心的相反词就是害怕。
Fear is a negative spirit from hell, and fear is the devil's tool to keep you from God's purpose.
害怕是地狱里的灵, 而且害怕是魔鬼令你违背神旨意的工具。
Joshua and Caleb believed that their God would destroy all their enemies and the big giants, and they were the only two people from the first generation who entered the promised land because they have faith in God.
约书亚跟加拉相信他们的神可以打败当地他们的敌人和巨人，他们也是唯一两个第一代的以色列人当中可以进入迦南地的人。
The book of Hebrews listed the heroes of faith in the Old Testament. All these people were still living by faith when they died, and they are watching us from heaven as a great cloud of witness.
希伯来书列出了旧约当中很多信心的伟人，他们这些人虽然死了，还是凭着信心活着，他们在天上看着我们。
People like Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and many more.
他们是亚伯、以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕，还有其他很多的。
They put their total trust in God.
他们完全信靠神。
Faith moves the hand of God. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe.
信心能使神动工，在希伯来书第11:16，没有信就不能讨神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。
God is limited only by our unbelief.
神只会被我们的不信而限制。
Theme number two. We need to grow like Jesus. Turn to someone and call out, grow like Jesus.
这个主题就是要像耶稣。
Thank you. Jesus also experienced fear at Gethsemane. He said 3 times to his father to take this cup away from him.
耶稣在 可西玛利园也经历过害怕，他三次求天父叫苦被离开他。
Scholars say that he was afraid of suffering of the cross on the cross ahead of him, but Jesus totally conquered this fear.
有些学者认为他是害怕承受面前钉十字架的痛苦，但是耶稣完全克服了那个恐惧。
He put his trust in his Father, and he prayed, "Not my will, but your will be done."
他完全信靠神，他只求神的旨意成就，不要叫他自己的意思。
Jesus was strengthened while he was praying, and he knew the love of his Father for him and his loving work to save the world.
他祷告的时候就得到力量，他知道天父对他的爱和他拯救世人的工作。Perfect
love cast out fear.
完全的爱驱走了害怕。Jesus
is the great example of loving his Father and loving people.
神是爱神爱人的榜样。
The Bible says that God does not give us a spirit of fear.
圣经说, 神没有给我们害怕的灵。
Fear paralyzes your thinking and emotions.
害怕令人没有办法去思考和感受。
Satan used fear to control us.
撒旦用害怕来控制我们。
You know the presence of the devil by fear, and you know the presence of God by peace.
当你感到害怕的时候，你就知道魔鬼的存在，感到平安就是神的存在。
You have to believe by faith that God is with you.
你要凭着信心，相信神与你同在。
2020 is the year we need to grow like Jesus.
在2020年，我们要更像耶稣。
How can we possibly fail God if we have the Bible telling us the story of the Creator Jesus and His great love and His powerful Holy Spirit living in us?
我们有圣经告诉我们创造主的故事，耶稣和他的爱，还有我们同跟我们同活的圣灵，我们还可以背叛神吗？
Faithlessness blocks our relationship with our God.
没有信心阻隔了我们对神的关系。
We need to believe in what Jesus has done for us on the cross.
我们要相信主耶稣为我们在十字架所做的事。
Put our trust in Jesus all the times.
常常信靠神耶稣。
Grow in a closer relationship with Him.
跟他有更密切的关系。
Put Him first and put us last.
让他居首位。
Christ redeemed our selfishness.
基督拯救了，救赎了我们。
He died to give us the freedom from ourselves.
他的死让我们从自己当中释放出来。
We need to die to ourselves.
我们要把我们的自我钉死。
If we need God to fulfill His plans for our lives, we need to trust Him.
如果我们 要神完成他要我们身上的计划的话，我们必须要信靠他。
Romans 14:23 tells us that in every area of life where we ignore faith, we will sin.
罗马书第十四章23节说，凡不出于信心的都是罪。
When we face difficulties, remember the miracles God did in your life.
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们要想起神在我们生命中所行的神迹。Learn
to grow like Jesus in the ways He was fellowshipping with His Father and loving others.
在耶稣跟神的团契关系和他的爱人上面，我们要学习怎样更像耶稣。The
message is, having faith in God means you love Him. And only Him you believe and trust.
信靠神就是爱他，而且以及相信，而且信靠他。If
you grow in faith, you will grow in loving God and others.
如果你的信心增长的话，你也会更加爱神爱人。We
are the righteousness of God by faith in Jesus Christ.
因为我们相信耶稣基督，我们在神的面前被称义了。
Application. Our focus is always on Jesus.
应用上我们常常要注目在耶稣身上。
As we follow Jesus in these end times, whether easier or difficult, we know His promise to us that He will never leave or forsake us.
我们在任何时候都要跟随耶稣，情况无论是好是坏，我们知道他应许我。 应许我们的，他不撇下我们，也不丢弃我们。He
is living in us through His Holy Spirit.
他借着圣灵，他借着圣灵，他与我们和我们一同活着。Sanctification
is the progression of growth for the believer daily through the working of the Holy Spirit.
成圣是透过圣灵的工作，信徒每天成长的过程。
The entire work of the Holy Spirit is to bring to us all the blessing that Jesus died for.
圣灵的工作就是让我们得到耶稣为我们而死带来的福分。So
we must be willing to grow in faith in God through Jesus Christ.
所以我们必须要借着耶稣增长对神的信心。
We need to grow deeper in our Christian life.
我们要在基督里扎根。
And to love others.
而且要彼此相爱。
Jesus put together all God's commands and made one golden command. Love God. This is the first command. And the second one is to love your neighbor as yourself.
耶稣把神所有的诫命总结成最大的诫命。爱神就是第一条，第二条就是爱邻居如同自己。
Jesus' life is a great example to us all.
耶稣是我们耶稣的生命是我们最大的榜样。
He will transform us from inside out.
他会把我们从里到外的改变。
Our hope is a savior who gave his life for us and to make us new and faithful people.
我们的救主他已经把他的生命给了我们，让我们成为有信心的信造的人。
So we would be not just forgiven, but transformed.
我们不单只是被赦免了，也是被更生而变化了。
Faith is an unshakable belief in God.
信心就是对神有不可动摇的信靠。
When you are afraid, call 111, meaning,Call the name of Jesus 3 times. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
当你害怕的时候，要呼叫主的名字3次，因为他的名字也蛮有力量。
Remember, if you have no faith in Jesus, it is a sin.
记得，凡不出信心的都是罪。
Invite Jesus into your heart as Savior and Lord if you haven't done it.
如果你还没有这样做的话，邀请主进入你的心，成为你的救主。
And if you keep on having a wavering faith, go to the Lord and ask Him to give you the grace to help you.
如果你的信心不动的动摇的时候，来到主的面前，求他的恩惠来帮助你。
Finally, each letter of the word grow gives 4 points to remember how to grow your faith in Jesus Christ.
最后 grow 成长这个字的4个字母可以让你记得如何在基督耶稣里增长信心。
The word grow,
成长这个字。
This is our key word.
这个是我们的要字。
Will bring us points to know how to grow in your faith. G, letter G stands for God.
这个4个字母第一个字G 是代表神 ,God。
Letter R stands for relationship.
R 是代表关系。
Letter O stands for obstacles.
O 是代表障碍。
W stands for the word of God.
W 是代表神的话。
So G for God, it means it always starts with God.
G 神这个字是代表一切都是从神开始。
Jesus always spent time with his Father God. Get out of our busy life. Now you're at home. Spend time with God. We all need proper grounding in God. Jesus is our foundation. He is God. He is who we put our trust in. G for God.
耶稣常常花时间与天父上帝在一起所以离开你忙碌的生活，花一点时间跟他一起在神在基督上面有好好的根基，因为他们就是我的信心的根基。
Point to R for relationship. You know, believers are created in relationship. We need each other for security, especially this difficult times. Open your heart and love and serve others. Help others to explore their faith. There are so many people who try to want to know Jesus. We all need to have a relationship with God and relationship with others.
R 是代表关系 relationship. 信徒是建立在关系上面，我们就是要彼此照顾来才有安全感。要打开你的心去爱，去服侍其他的人，帮助其他人去找到他们的信心， 尤其是在这个特别的时间，很多人都想要去认识耶稣，我们需要去和人和神建立好好的关系。
Our letter 3 is all for obstacle. You see, James 1:2, obstacle give us opportunity to grow. The book of Acts told the story of the rapid growth of the early church, you know, because they took persecution as a way to spread the gospel. So when obstacles come in your way, it's an opportunity for you to grow in faith.
欧斯代表 obstacle 障碍，障碍会给我们成长的机会。使徒行传记述了初期教会迅速成长的故事，他们利用逼迫成为传福音的途径。当我们遇到障碍的时候，就想一想，这个是我们成长的机会。
Our last letter W for the Word of God. 1 Peter 2:2, feed on the Word of God daily and ponder on the Scriptures. Faith comes from hearing the Word of God.
W 代表神的话 ，God of Word of God. 彼得前书第二章二节说，你们要渴慕那纯正的灵奶，像出生的婴孩喝母奶一样，要喝母神的话语，增长我们的信心。
So remember the word to grow in your faith and grow like Jesus. So my question, what's your big change this year? The change that's staring at you now?
所以要记得去进展我们的信心，也要去更像耶稣。我想问大家的是，您今年的巨人是什么？那个巨人就是站在你面前一直看着你的那个。
Remember, Jesus is bigger than any giant you face in life.
要记得，耶稣比你在生命中所遇到的所有的巨人都更大。
Be strong and courageous, and don't be afraid as Jesus lives inside you. May God richly bless you. Amen.
你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，因为耶稣住在你的里面，让神满满的祝福你们。Amen.
Thank you.
To be like Jesus. May we all stand. Our responsive hymn is To Be Like Jesus. We'll sing in English.
To be like Jesus, to be Lord Jesus, my desire to be by Him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, my desire to be by Him. To be
Please be seated.
This is 下次家事报告的时间。在做报告之前，有没有第一次来我们当中的朋友？好像有一位，是不是陈如小姐？第一次来到我们当中是吧？你站起来，我们认识一下，欢迎你。